fuel quality mystery. The use of ethanol in gasoline has been a topic of debate for years, with many questioning the impact it has on vehicle performance and fuel quality. A recent study aimed to shed light on this issue by testing the actual gasoline being sold at fuel pumps across the U.S. The researchers found that the ethanol content in some fuels was significantly higher than what is allowed under current regulations. The test revealed that some gas stations were selling fuels with up to 15% ethanol, far exceeding the maximum limit of 10% set by the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. This raises concerns about the quality of gasoline being sold at these pumps and its potential impact on vehicles. The EPA sets standards for fuel blends, but enforcement can be inconsistent. The study's findings suggest that excessive ethanol levels in gasoline may be to blame for the consistently high prices of fuel across the U.S. With the average price of gasoline currently hovering around $3 per gallon, consumers are already feeling the pinch at the pump. Adding to the problem is the fact that many vehicles on the road today are not designed to run on higher ethanol blends. The researchers also discovered that some gas stations were selling fuels with varying levels of additives and detergents, which can affect engine performance and longevity. These additives can be beneficial in certain situations but may cause problems when used in conjunction with high ethanol fuels. The use of excessive ethanol in gasoline has been linked to a range of issues, including decreased fuel efficiency, increased emissions, and engine damage. In some cases, vehicles have even been damaged by the high levels of ethanol in their fuel tanks. The study's results highlight the need for greater oversight and enforcement of fuel standards in the U.S. With so many variables at play, it can be difficult to determine the actual quality of gasoline being sold at any given pump. The EPA has a responsibility to ensure that fuel meets certain safety and performance standards, but more needs to be done to address this issue. The impact of excessive ethanol levels on fuel quality is not limited to vehicles alone. It also affects consumers who rely on their vehicles for transportation and commerce. As the demand for gasoline continues to grow, it's essential that we prioritize the quality of our fuel supply. In light of these findings, it's clear that something needs to be done to address the issue of excessive ethanol levels in gasoline. The EPA and gas station operators must work together to ensure that fuel meets certain standards and that consumers are not being sold subpar gasoline at the pump.